When was Haiti last in the news? Many of us would be hard-pressed to remember that it was last September. That's when this desperately poor nation in the Caribbean was hit by a series of tropical storms, causing massive flooding and mudslides. The heavy loss of life and devastation caused by this disaster ensured that for a couple of weeks at least, Haiti was hitting the international headlines. But 5 months later, the nation's plight has long since been forgotten after the attention of the world's media moved on to the next emergency and other trouble spots. Many NGOs are now wrapping up their emergency program in Haiti. Not because there is no further need to continue rehabilitation work, but because funding from donors has dried up. Bill Canny is the country representative for Catholic Relief Services in Haiti, and he spoke to me about the nation's ongoing humanitarian plight. He says continuing rehabilitation work is vital to ensure Haitians can rebuild their shattered lives and help them prevent such dire consequences from future disasters.
Well, it's very fair to say that we're still recovering in Haiti. Now, previous to the floods, as you know, we suffered acutely from the global food crisis and the increase in oil prices. And Haiti was actually reeling from that when it got hit by these four tropical storms and hurricanes. And it's fair to say that we're still quite devastated and recovering. People are just now starting to plant their crops in February. We're starting to get seeds out to farmers. Some projects are trying to replenish herds that farmers have. But it's fair to say that the country is still quite in a recovery mode.
And when it comes to housing, of course, a lot of houses were engulfed in mud. What's the situation there?
You speak specifically of Gonaïves, where a huge mudslide came down the deforested hills and essentially settled in Gonaïves, rising to 7 and 8 feet high, the waters, and the mud 5 and 6 feet high. Many houses were destroyed. I was actually in Gonaïves a couple of days ago. There's a huge lake on the edge of town still, and I saw many houses that were still partially underwater. So the recovery and the housing situation in Gonaïves remains quite critical.
You mentioned there the deforestation at the top of the mountains, and this is known to be one of the main causes of these frequent mudslides, with Haiti being one of the most heavily deforested areas in the Western Hemisphere. Is anything being done to tackle this problem at the roots?
Well, there is a movement, I believe, in Haiti among government officials, environmental groups, associations of farmers, organizations like ourselves, Caritas, Catholic Relief Services. There is a movement to try and reforest and replant the hillsides. There's only approximately 1.5 or 2% of the hillsides that are actually have green on them. And our goal is by 2012 to get that up to 5%. It's a struggle. It's difficult. But I am seeing a bit of a movement, an environmental movement in Haiti at this time.
Because unless that happens, I mean, there's going to be new mudslides, isn't there, every time there's a prolonged spell of heavy rain?
Well, we have chronic mudslides there related to this. This one in Gonaïves was quite exceptional this year. But it's critical that we all begin to work more up in the mountains in Haiti. We forget, all of us, that the country is approximately 80% mountainous, and organizations like ours have to develop a better view and a better mentality toward working in uplands.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the people whose homes, crops and livestock were destroyed by the floods or mudslides. How are they coping? What's their morale like?
You know, the Haitians, you know, have a wonderful human character of survival and of looking at life in an optimistic way. So, you know, that has helped them. Many of them are people of faith. So that helps them get through these matters. They do, you know, have a capacity to deal with these very difficult situations. But we have to be careful about certain groups in Haiti, particularly the children who didn't get to school in September because these schools were closed and under mud and water. We have to be careful about malnourished infants who aren't getting the benefits of the crops this year. It's very important that while we recognize the resilience of the Haitian people, that we focus on some of the vulnerable people in Haiti at this time.
Let's talk now specifically about the food situation. As you mentioned earlier, Haiti was one of the countries hit by riots when food prices rose dramatically in the first half of 2008. Has the situation stabilized now, or are there still many people not getting enough to eat because they're simply too poor to feed themselves adequately?
Well, Haiti suffers from chronic undernutrition. You know, at one point I was in a meeting and I said, and this was primarily Haitians in the room, that Haitians only get two good meals a day. And there was an immediate reaction, and people raised their hands and said, "Bill, you don't understand. We get one good meal a day." Haitians are chronically undernourished, perhaps 20 or 25% under the normal minimum caloric intake. So the food crisis really hurt that aspect of the Haitian nutritional makeup, and the prices have gone down somewhat, but they certainly have not returned to where they were last year.
Now, as I said earlier, Haiti is certainly not hitting the international news headlines at the moment. And presumably, it must be much more difficult for organizations like Caritas and Catholic Relief Services to get funding for long-term development projects rather than, at, say, at the height of an emergency when, of course, the scenes of devastation often prompt a generous outpouring of aid, but which then dries up, right?
This is one of the problems of our international response mechanism. Actually, there's a gap between that short-term emergency and long-term development. And that gap is right now. These are the months right after an emergency when you want to help people replant, when you want to help farmers replenish their herds, when you want to rebuild schools for children. This is the time, shortly after an emergency, when agencies like Caritas actually suffer the most from lack of funding.
And you are suffering badly at the moment from lack of funding?
Many of the organizations working in Gonaïves at the end of the month of February into March are actually planning on leaving Gonaïves because they are running out of funds. Catholic Relief Services itself is likely to pull back from Gonaïves specifically in March. However, we do have in Gonaïves the local Caritas, a very dynamic organization. They will be there, they will stay, and they will continue to find ways to support the families in Gonaïves who are still without shelter, the children who are still unable to get into their schools, and farmers in the hillsides who need help replanting and redeveloping their irrigation system.
So how do the people in Haiti feel about their nation's future, and what does it look like in your view as well, for that matter?
I have to be honest and say that there is a degree of pessimism, I think, in Haiti these days. It's a very difficult period. Fortunately, for many Haitians, it's carnival time, and they do find a certain relief at this time of the year.
I was talking to Bill Canny of Catholic Relief Services in Haiti.